Seaweed is often claimed to be a healthy food, one that we in the West should pay a bit more attention to. So just what is so great about it? Simon Ranger is from Sea Greens.
Of all the seaweeds in the world, and there are hundreds, what are called the brown algae, which are basically brown colour, and then you've got reds and greens, but the brown ones are known to be the most balanced and the most broad in terms of their nutrient content. So they're a wonderful input to the body because they're really putting back into the body all of the, particularly the micronutrients, but all of the nutrients that are missing from our land foods. You know, they're the under the sea complement to the over the sea land plants. And you find this a lot with seaweeds, that you get a lot of the opposites coming in, like, for example, the best seaweeds grow in the coldest part of the world, the best land vegetables grow in the warmest parts of the world, that sort of thing. So they're very, very interesting, very complete, very balanced, wonderful fulfillment of the total nutritional profile in our bodies. And after all, we are essentially like the ocean inside. All our plasma, all our liquids inside our body are very similar to the ocean and the nutritional content of the ocean.
So what sort of nutrients does the seaweed contain then?
Virtually everything, a little bit of everything. The particular interest that I had was in finding some seaweeds, brown seaweeds, which are called wild rack seaweeds. They're relatively shallow water seaweeds, but they contain a little bit of everything. In even a small amount of seaweed, you've got a significant amount of all these micronutrients, the very tiny things that we need to make the most of everything else that we're eating, like the B12s, the seleniums, the zincs, the small trace elements and so on.
And how do you eat them? Because I have to say, most seaweed doesn't look that appetizing.
Well, the traditional Japanese seaweeds, and the Japanese eat probably about four times or more the amount of seaweeds that we recommend we eat here, but they're eating them much more on the plate and as part of the meal. Now, we do some seaweeds like that. They're ingredients that you can put into your food or on the plate mixed in with your vegetables or salad. But we also do encapsulated ground seaweed, which is a convenient way of getting it into the diet every day.
And what sort of benefits do you think there are to eating seaweed on a regular basis like that?
There are really two sort of big areas. One is to balance out our daily nutritional profile. And many of the diseases we have and the chronic conditions that we have today are a result of an imbalance in our bodies, an imbalance, therefore, in what we're putting into our bodies. And they're also sparked off by a lot of things that shouldn't be there. And seaweed has a wonderful cleansing effect on those things. So it helps us to get rid of the things that shouldn't be there. That's the first thing, that for all of us, it's a kind of balance to the rest of our diet. And it's what we need to make our normal daily diet the best it can be. But also, and particularly at higher levels, we know from the scientific research, but we also know from experience now after 10 years, that with higher levels, you can address really seriously some of the diseases and chronic health conditions that we have. And there are a lot of practitioners using our stuff just for that.
And what sort of research is there to back that up?
There's been a lot, and the kinds of seaweeds that we're harvesting are probably the best researched, these rack seaweeds, over the last 40, 50 years. There are lots and lots of papers in particular areas like cancer, heart disease, and so on. For example, we've just done our first major original research, which shows our seaweed to be an ideal way of replacing the salt, the bad salt, the sodium chloride, in manufactured foods. So the research is quite large. There is very good research on many areas. There was a little piece of Japanese research, for example, done in the late 90s, which showed that if you give rats a lot of salt, they die of heart disease. If you give them the same amount of salt, but you give them seaweed with it, they don't die of heart disease. So it actually acts as an antidote to salt, which is one of the many things that has been of interest to academia. And we were invited into this government-sponsored program called Food Innovation at Sheffield Hallam University. And they included us in this as a possible natural alternative to bad salt.
That's Simon Ranger.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.